If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
I tell you what. You best be careful when walking around the countryside if you don't want to get stung by a bee. Painful, itchy, annoying, scary. We've all been there, right? All thanks to the venom the bee releases through the barbed stinger it jabs into your skin. That venom contains proteins that cause pain and can affect your immune system and skin cells, but that's nothing compared to what the bee has to go through. It might hurt your arm a bit, but you'll be fine after a few hours. The bee? Not so much. Honeybees don't usually sting people unless they feel threatened or if you accidentally step on them. The reason is that after it stings you, the bee can't pull its barbed stinger from out of your skin. The only way to get free is to leave that stinger behind. That stinger, though, it's not just a cool defense mechanism. It also contains parts of the bee's digestive tract, nerves, and muscles that are, unfortunately, essential for the bee to function normally. So, yeah. After losing all that, this tiny creature does not survive. Poor little bee. So, in honor of these majestic animals, here's a bunch of cool facts that you won't believe. Get it? Believe? Strap yourself in, because I got a whole bunch more of these bee puns lined up. Here's the basics. Bees have 5 eyes, 2 pairs of wings, and 6 legs. They have excellent survival instincts, and thanks to that, they've been around for a really long time. 130 million years and counting. Who knows what ancient species they've stung. Most bees in the hive are called worker bees, and the one in charge is called the queen. She lays around 2,000 eggs per day. Sound like a lot? Well, the average hive contains 50,000 bees. One in your arm is bad enough. Imagine if you anger the whole hive. You'd be in trouble. Eh? Anyway. But yeah, the queen is in charge of only one task, laying eggs. People often assume the queen is there to tell all the other bees what to do, but no, not really. She does have some influence, but even without her, the hive functions pretty well. If something happens to the queen bee and she doesn't survive, worker bees can just create a new one. Yeah, they don't find one, they sort of raise a new one from scratch. They choose a young larva and feed it a special food called royal jelly. That's what stimulates the transformation of the new queen. But even without a queen, each bee has a job and knows its daily functions and tasks because of its instincts and the chemical signals that it senses and uses. These chemical signals are their main method of communication. So I guess no one needs to tell them how to behave. Are you tired of the bee puns yet? Oh, and sometimes they wiggle their bodies in specific angles for specifically timed sequences to relay coded messages to each other. Talk about interpretive dance. Okay, how do bees get around? Well, they fly, of course, but how do they know where to go? It may seem like bees just aimlessly fly around and use their vision to decide, but it turns out the system they use for navigation is a lot more complex. They use a thing called bee lines. Well, that's what I call them anyway. They're basically a series of insect pathways. Bees tend to follow through human towns or the countryside using the sun as a reference point. These pathways link every existing wildlife area together. It's like a bee railway system. Bees are also pretty fast. The average bee beats their wings almost 200 times a second. I mean, I can do like 30 push-ups. But did you know bee flight was, up until recently, quite a controversial subject? There's been a long-standing belief in the sciences that, proportional to their weight, wingspan, and flap rate, bees, and especially bumblebees, shouldn't be able to fly. Well, obviously they do, it's just been unclear where they're getting the extra lift from. Well, back in the early 2000s, scientists finally solved this mystery using various methods including wind tunnels, mirrors, lasers, and of course, a lot of bumblebees. What they found was an ingenious back-and-forth motion that produces something called leading-edge vortices, small pockets of air that generate much higher lift than conventional up-and-down flapping ever could. Buff-tailed bumblebees are especially cute. They have an oval-shaped body covered in dense hair and a brain the size of a poppy seed. Considering how small it is, these bees are surprisingly smart. How smart aren't they? Scientists have made an experiment where they trained a bunch of them to play bee soccer. They even learned how to score a goal in return for a sweet, sugary treat. Unbelievable! I had to throw it in there. These same bees have another amazing ability. They use their smelly footprints to distinguish between the scents of strangers and that of their own bee relatives. They can even recognize their own scent. This is the bumblebee's dirty little secret, smelly feet. Now, we all know about the stuff that bees make that smells so sweet. But did you know, throughout its entire lifetime, the average bee produces only 1 teaspoon of honey. To produce 1 pound of honey, bees have to fly the equivalent of 1 complete trip around the globe. These hard workers instead have to make around 100 million trips for about 2 million flowers to collect enough nectar for that pound of honey. Honeybees sleep 5 to 8 hours a day, and just like us, they rest at night, though their brains are pretty active when they're resting. Some scientists think they may even have dreams, just like us. When winter rolls around, a lot of insects replace their body water with a special chemical called glycerol. It's a type of natural antifreeze that helps them stay alive in low temperatures. Bees, though, they just huddle together in the hive to stay cozy warm. Cozy as can be! Alright, well, I've run out of bee puns. And also, bee facts. I hope you've enjoyed them, and that they've led you to a greater appreciation for these truly magical members of the animal kingdom. Be seeing ya!